Take your Bibles and turn the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, I am grateful to be here, thankful for God's blessing, thankful for the hospitality of Brother Tim and the church and everyone has shown us. Book Ecclesiastes chapter 2, I'm going to read a few verses and then skip over to verse 11. The Bible says, I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also was vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great works, I built me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. Let's skip over verse 11. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Let's ask the Lord to help us. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we come before you grateful for your many blessings, thankful for this blessed opportunity, dear God. But at this time, Lord, I know, Lord, that if anything's in the way of your word right now, it's me, dear God. And I pray, Lord, that I'll get out of the way. I pray, Lord, that I'll let your Holy Spirit, dear God, speak to the hearts and minds of these people, dear God. I pray before us, Lord, those that are committed to you. I pray, Lord, that we'll venture, Lord, to strive more and harder for you and step out upon faith. And I pray, Lord, for any among us that's lost, dear God. I pray, Lord, that if there's any lost, that they'll be saved. But God, right now, we ask for your help. We ask for your power, dear God. Speak to us and speak through us in Christ's name. Amen. I'm kind of a sports fan, and not too long ago, there was a man, and most of you have heard a quote that came out. He's a quarterback, and I'll not mention his name. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. But he asked the question, what are you willing to do, and what are you willing to basically commit to be the best? And he's maybe considered the greatest of all time, but it's channeled in the wrong direction. He's out for fame. He's out for popularity. He's out for wealth. He's out for all these things. And the ideal of it's good, but it's channeled in the wrong direction because it's not channeled toward God. But honestly, that got me asking myself, what am I and what are we as Christians willing to do, willing to give up in order to be the best Christians that we can be? Something else he said, because time ticks on all of us, we only have so much energy. Now, for that to be said, I thought about us as Christian people should have that attitude because we've only got so much time. We've only got so much energy. I'm thankful for Brother McCauley here, but Brother Buster, and his age and how he keeps going. He's not letting his age get him down. He keeps going. But in himself, we know that there's only so much time that we have. Where are we directing our energy? Are we saying that we are committed to God? Are we saying that we are being the best that we can? Because you got to understand that in order to be the best at anything, and especially in a Christian, it comes with sacrifices. Are we making the right sacrifices that we need to do to be the best Christians? We'll sacrifice for other things. We'll sacrifice for our enjoyments. We'll sacrifice for things that we think that we need. We'll sacrifice for things that we think that our children need. But are we making the sacrifices to be the best Christians that we can be? Everybody makes sacrifices no matter what you're doing. No matter what you're doing in life, whether it be for work, whether it be for the ministry, no matter what it is, for your children, you're making sacrifices. But do we look at those sacrifices and really consider whether or not they're the right sacrifices? Because if we're sacrificing our time with God, if we're sacrificing our energy and we're spending time with our children, but it's not in the Word of God, we're not teaching our children about God, but we're spending time with them, are we making the right sacrifices? Because if you're going to do anything, you're going to make sacrifices. You are. Everybody makes sacrifices. You choose what you want to do. I've often said that people do what they want to do. They will sacrifice what they want to sacrifice to get what they want. But what do we truly want? Do we truly want to be the best Christians that we can be? And we think, we oftentimes, as we consider what it takes to be a good Christian, I think that we ought to consider that it takes commitment. When I think about commitment, I no doubt most of you all have heard the old adage, whenever you sit down to eat breakfast and you have scrambled eggs and bacon, that chicken was involved, but that pig was committed, amen? The pig's committed. It's committed to you having a good breakfast. There's a difference between involvement and there's a difference in having commitment. And we need commitment. Showing up to church does not mean that you're committed. Showing up and just being here does not mean even being faithful every Sunday and every Wednesday and even accounting doesn't mean that you're committed. You can be involved but yet not be committed. We need to get to a point that we are committed to what God wants us to do. We need to get to a point that we are committing our lives to accomplish what God would have us to accomplish. Now that's not the same for everybody. It's not the same. One of the things that we need to do also is prioritize. When I say it's not the same, is many times whenever you consider success, we try and compete, and this is not a competition. I'm thankful that we can come to a camp meeting and it not be a competition of preachers, because I would have already lost. I know that. I'm glad that we can come here and just worship God together. But it's not a competition. But we do need to prioritize. If we're going to be the best Christian that we can be, I think the first thing that we need to do is make sure that we put God first. Before anything else, it comes God first. It's not about a name. It's not about anything else, but about God. I think once we start to put God first in our lives, that then, I think it's family. I really do. I think God ordained the husband and the wife, and He gave Adam and Eve the commandment to go forth, to prosper and to multiply. I believe that whenever we think about being a good Christian, I really do, we need to put our values in perspective. I believe we need to put God first. We need to make sure that we are committed to Him. We're involved in the things that He wants us to be involved in and not what we think that we need to be involved in. We need to ask God what He has given us. We need to ask God what He would have us to do, but we need to show a commitment to our family. Too often today, there's too much divorce running rampant. There's too much things that the church is even accepting, that much of the church has even compromised on. And said, well, you can do this. You can even preach if you've done this or whatever. And I've seen those compromises. And it hurts me. It hurts the ministry, but it hurts God's Word. So we as Christian people need to be committed to God, but we need to be committed to our families. So often people are running off and they're not committed to their families. And even if they're not having affairs or anything else, that doesn't mean that they're not committed. In this day and age, if you're not having an affair, it means you're committed to your family. But it's not. There's more to it. Just like there's more to just being involved in church and being committed to God. There's more than just being there and having a place that you call a home. It means that you also are part of your family. And oftentimes we're tossing that aside. Again, for things we think that we need, things we think that our children want. We'll sacrifice our time at work when our children need us. There's been a lot of children who have grown up spoiled, have everything that they wanted, but they've not had what they needed. And so we need to be focused upon our family. Last but not least, then I think we can be focused upon our ministry. You see, we all have a ministry. We do. I don't care if you're a preacher. I don't care if you're a teacher. I don't care if you're a singer. I don't care what position or what part you think you're involved in. You have a ministry. You have an area of people you can reach. You have a talent that God is willing to use. Once we get our priorities straight, we can then focus on our ministry. Whatever it is, I don't think we should ever be discouraged in our ministry. I'm afraid that sometimes people get discouraged. Me being guilty also. And not thinking that the ministry's big enough. And when I honestly, if you want the truth, when I start comparing myself, that's what happens. And that's a mistake, amen. I need to be faithful to what God's committed me to and not worry about anybody else. I need to be committed to what God's gave me the responsibility for and not worry about anybody else. Because I'm not going to give an account to anybody else's ministry. I'm going to give an account for mine. And I do say that as a preacher, but whatever it is, whatever God has equipped you for, whatever God has called you to, that's what you're going to be responsible for. Nothing else. If we can just come to a point that we can be the best we can be, whether it be preaching, whether it be singing, whether it be teaching, whether it be the responsibility in the church, whether it be cleaning, I don't care what it is. If we can come to a point that we are willing to be the best Christian we can be, we'll have a more major impact upon everybody else. Amen. You have my heart tonight, or today. Thank you, brother.